I told you. Not like any other Sunday. Amen. Not like any other Sunday. And it's not because we planned it. It's not because we set it up. It's not because we chose the right songs. It's not because we did the drama thing. It's not like any other Sunday because you chose to not let it be like any other Sunday. Did you know you can decide that every day of your life? You can. You can. You ever feel like you're living in hope and victory? Do you feel like that all the time? You're living in hope and victory? Or do sometimes you feel like you're being held hostage by fear, by worry, by other self-destructive habits or thoughts? The great news is that Jesus, your chain breaker, He lives. And in His name, you can break free from any chains that bind you, whether they're chains of anxiety or fear or alcohol or drugs. Actually, last Wednesday night, I asked the group to help me, and we made a list of some of the chains that bind us here in this life we live. Here's the list that we came up with Wednesday night. Drugs, alcohol, guilt, depression, envy or jealousy, pride, possessions, debt, which often is the result of wanting the possessions we can't afford, right? Perfectionism, the need or the pressure to be perfect. Religion can actually be a bondage. Bondage of religion. You know, the rules got to do this and can't, don't do this and this and this. Jesus came and broke those chains too. He said, I've set you free. Free from the law. Not that that's a freedom to break the law, but we're free from the consequences of that. Other chains that can bind us down are activities and obligations. You ever feel like you're just too busy? Now there's pressure to stay that busy? Lust, infidelity or marital unfaithfulness, gossip, lies, tobacco, perversion, hatred, fear, bitterness, prejudice, violence, weight, like too much weight. It can be a bondage. I know I have been there. I've done that. I've been set free from it. Insecurity, selfish ambition, acceptance, fear of judgment. What will they think of me? Will they like me? And this is not an exhaustive list. There are many more, and some more private than others. But what you need to know something is that nothing is truly private. We may be able to keep secret sin from everyone else, although the truth almost always comes out at some point, and when it does, can be absolutely devastating. Okay? But we may be able to hide it from people, but we're an open book to God. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And only Jesus can set you free from those chains. I was working on chains this week. If you follow me on Facebook, you may have seen the picture that I put up there. I was working on these chains. And I wanted to give every person that wanted to be set free from the chains of bondage this morning, I wanted you to have a broken chain link. And so I took a length of chain and I actually cut them apart. And so there's a bowl full of broken chain links up here that if you would like to have one to represent that you've been set free from the chains of bondage, I certainly want you to have one. There's nothing magical about it. It's just a piece of metal, but it's a reminder that I am free. As I was working on these these links, I had this section of chain. It's right here. And because I didn't finish, I didn't get all of it done. I thought I had enough. Maybe I do. I think I do. But I took this chain, and I went out to my tool cabinet out there, and I knew I had a pair of bolt cutters, and I found them. Well, these bolt cutters are, I've had them, I can't even remember how long I've had them, and the older I get, the longer I've had stuff. They were worn out years and years ago, and I've got it, and they're big ones, and I started cutting these, or trying to cut this, and it's not a big chain, and it wouldn't cut through them. I mean, it put a good dent on each side. So what I had to do is I had to take two pair of side cutters, flat nose side cutters. I used to call them something else, but I think you can't call them that anymore. But so I grabbed them, and I started bending that thing back and forth until it finally snapped, and then I pried it off to get that link off. And after about an hour's work, I had done four. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how many I had done right there. And I thought, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. I think this was Tuesday. And I said, this ain't work. I don't have enough hours to get all this done. How am I going to get this done? Until I went outside and realized I had some different type tools in my cabinet out there. And I got out a pneumatic tool that had a cutoff wheel, and I started zipping through these things. I had to wait for my compressor to build up enough air to keep going, but I mean, and I was just zipping through them, and I got it done. But here's what the Lord taught me in that little struggle there. Try as I might to break the chains using the wrong and ineffective tool was useless. It wasn't until I had the right tool that I had success. And I got to tell you that Jesus is the right tool for the job. You can try all you want, but until you lift up your chains to Jesus, you will face difficulty and failure in seeing true transformation in your lives. I believe that. I believe that. You can try to quit the dope of if you're a doper or of alcoholic or a whatever. Foodaholic. Meth monkey. I mean, there's all kinds of names we can throw. I'm sure Jeff has all of them. You can try to quit the pornography. Am I getting a little too personal? You can try to quit the extramarital affairs. You can try to quit the being bitter all the time. You can try to... do y'all get the message? You can try it all you want, but until you turn it over to Christ, lift up those chains and say, I am done. I'm done. You're not going to see true transformation. You might see moderate, temporary success, but that's only the lie of the devil giving you a little bit of length on that chain. Going, I'm just going to jerk his chain a little bit. That's what he does. He's a liar. It is business. The lesson wasn't over as I sat out there in my carport. I took all these links and I began to, after I broke them, I threw them in a bucket. Actually, it was a John Deere coffee cup. And I decided I need to count how many I got. And so I reached in there and pulled a link out. And here's what I found. I pulled a link out, and it had three or four links chained to it again. I thought, how did that happen? I broke the chain. How did that happen? They had re-linked up together in the John Deere coffee cup. I had left the gap too open. You see, I had left it undone. I left it unfinished. I didn't have the job completed. And so they just kind of latched back up. They weren't strong, I mean, but they were there. And it was a hassle to me because I had to go back and fix all that stuff. Any of you ever experienced that in your life? It's a hassle. You got to go back and fix it. It takes time. If you want to get it done, it does. If you don't, then don't worry about it and just stay all linked up with all this other stuff. But if you want to be really set free, you got to take the time and finish the job. The chains get broken, or so we think, only to find ourselves relinked to the same old prison cell once again. We've got to complete the job and close the link. So I had to take each link untangle them, get those two special pliers I was telling you about earlier that I call a different thing, and I had to actually bend it back to close the gap a little bit so they wouldn't relink back in the bowl. I brought these broken links today as a memento, as a reminder for anyone who's willing to lift up their chains to Christ, the chain breaker. These links, they only serve as a reminder that we've been set free and that we don't have to believe the lie of the devil that says that we can never be completely free. You see, Jesus says, oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. What you don't understand, he may be saying to you, is I've already beat that dude. He's a loser. And in the end, he's going down. He's burning. Don't go down with him. I want to give you just four areas, and I'm not going to be long today because I believe God can do a whole lot better work than I can. Four different areas to help you lift up those chains, experience freedom, and to live in freedom. All right, you ready? Number one, you got to remember who you are in Jesus. If you're a Christian, you're a person in Christ. You're not a slave. You've been set free. Galatians 5, verse 1 says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. How many times, don't show me your hands, don't holler out. How many times have you experienced you've come to the altar, you've come to the preacher, you've come to talk to somebody and say, I'm going to confess this, I'm going to get all this off my chest, and I'm going to be done with this. You leave, and you dive right back into the same old junk. Maybe it's never happened to you. I've experienced that more times than I care to count. So while Jesus will break that chain, I've got to make sure I take care of the details to close up that link so that I don't get wrapped back up and I don't get tangled back up in that thing ever again. And that takes work. It takes desire. It takes want to. It takes guts. It takes boldness. Christ has set us free. We just got to learn to live in that victory that Christ has given us. It's a freedom from sin, not a freedom to sin. And we got to understand, listen, if you think it's a freedom to sin, I've received Christ and now I'm free, so now I can just do what I want, you are trampling on the grace of Jesus Christ. And I don't think he puts up with that because that's not sincerity. The second thing, you got to rely on God's strength and not your own. Remember, we're just like a bunch of wore-out bolt cutters. We can try, we can try, we can try, but until we lift it up to Christ, the chain breaker, we're all helpless in our own strength, but we're not hopeless. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, as Philippians 4:13 promises. And in His name, you can defeat any enemy and shake off any shackles. I have a song on my phone I think it's just called Shackles. And it's now my new ringtone. Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. Y'all heard that song? If you hadn't, it's an experience. You need to go download it, listen to it on iTunes, whatever. Android, I don't know. Do y'all have a thing on Android? I don't know. Find it. Go to YouTube. You don't have to be shackled. You don't have to be chained up. You can be set free. God will do the work. He's the only one that can do effective work and lasting work. And in His name, you can defeat any enemy and shake off any shackles. The third thing, and I'm halfway through. Fight the lies focusing on God's life-changing truth. Okay? You got to fight the lies of the devil by focusing on God's truth. As Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 32, He says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truth sets us free. Stop believing the lies that the enemy tells you. Stop believing the lies that sometimes we tell ourselves. Oh, it's nobody's getting hurt by this. Well, this is very private. It's not about anybody else. not affecting anybody else. This is just my deal. I kind of enjoy it from time to time. Whatever those lies are, because the truth is you don't enjoy the results of it. There's no enemy or addiction that can't go down in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care what it is. Maybe you're addicted to gossip. Maybe you're addicted to food. Maybe you're addicted to a substance. Maybe you're addicted to pornography. Maybe you're addicted to this euphoric feeling you get by walking around and having other people compliment you. I mean, there are all kinds of addictions. They don't have to be the big, hairy, bad ones. There can be others. You just have to know God's truth so you can fight the lies. What is truth? Jesus answered that. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. Jesus says that he is the truth. We need to know the truth. Jesus is the truth. We need to know Jesus. It's the only way. My fourth and final point, and this is where I think most people struggle the most. We've got to be willing to be set free. We've got to be willing to be healed and made whole. Jesus addressed a man at the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. There's a story there. You've got to check it out and read it. It's a great story. This man had been laying there for like 38 years. Almost four decades. And one day, Jesus came by and looked at him in the eye and said, do you want to be healed? And of course, the guy gave him all kinds of excuses. Of course I do, but you know, every time I wait for the waters to stir, everybody beats me in there and I don't get to get healed. And yes, I want to get healed. I mean, he's been laying there for 38 years. You would think he did, but did he really? I don't know. And Jesus just asked him point blank, do you want to be healed? Let me tell you something. If you don't want to be set free, you won't be set free. If you don't want to be done with the addiction, be done with the behavior that binds you down, you won't be. It's got to begin with that desire. You got to be willing to be set free. And that's what Jesus is asking you today. Are you willing? Do you want to let go of this and be set free? Some people get comfortable in their behavior. But sin is like a disease. But the good news is, if you're willing to admit that there's a problem and let it go, Jesus can break every chain. So we got to reject the lies of Satan, start believing that what Jesus says to us, and when he says, I love you, he says, I have a plan for you. I have a plan for your life. That we can trust him. We can give our life completely to him. We can say, I'm not going to live my life that way anymore. Jesus, change me. Cleanse me. And take over. Take control. And as you do that, Jesus will break the chains so you can live free and in complete hope and victory in him. Now, we're forgetful people. Anybody ever forgotten stuff? The longer I go, the more forgetful I think I get. At least I think. I can't remember for sure. But sometimes we need a reminder. Like I said, sometimes we get so fed up and we come and we ask for prayer, or we kneel in our closet or in our driving down the highway, we get quiet and we get say to God, I'm done. I want to rededicate my life. I want to give you control all over again. And then we go a little while and we forget about that. We forget that we gave God control because we start doing our own choices again. And so I like I said, I had these links. And it may sound maybe corny to you. You may think it's a little gimmick or whatever. I don't care. But for somebody in this room, this may mean a visual reminder that, you know what, when I ask God to take that away, I need to put this so that I don't forget that I gave it to him, that I asked him to break the chain. Maybe you need to put this by your computer. Maybe you need to put this by the pantry. Maybe, yeah, Maybe you need to put it by the telephone. Strap it to the back of your iPhone or your Android or your Galaxy, whatever. They're here if you want one. If God is, if you've offered yourself up to God and say, God, break the chains. I'm done with this. If you want a reminder of that, they're right here at the altar. Just come and get one. I would love to pray with you. I would love to have that opportunity. Jesus can do the work. He can do the work if you lift it up to Him and say, break it, Lord, break it. I'm done. I'm done. You're going to have to close the link, though. You have to close the link. Some of you, I've said this before, some of you may need to trade in your smartphone for a dumb phone because that's your struggle. Right? Some of you may need to get, there's some programs out there, Angel Eyes, I think is one of them, where you have accountability and somebody else gets full access to whatever you've looked at on the computer. Some of you, maybe you need to get Life 360 or one of those other apps. That way your spouse can always know where you're at. Yeah. And if you have kids, they all need to be on that. I'm just saying. You got to close the link. When God breaks the chain, you got to close the link. You got to close the link. I'm going to put these chains right up here on the altar. If you want to come get one, you come get one. I would love to pray with you. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the work that you are doing in this place. Lord, I was overwhelmed a little while ago, Lord, because you are answering the prayers that we've been praying for. You're so good. You're so good. Father, continue to do your work as only you can. We love you, Lord, and we know that you love us, and we know that you have done what you have done so that we can have that life of freedom. You said you've come that we may have life and have it to the abundancy, to the full, the abundant life. Lord, that's what we want because we know that's what you want for us. Chains are not involved in the life of abundance. So, Father, help us to finish the job. Lift them up to you, the chain breaker. Then help us, Father, to do our work so that we don't get bound back up by those things again. Whatever they are, whatever those things are. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask you to stand. We're almost done. We'll be done when God says we're done. If I can pray with you, I'd love to pray with you. Rebecca's up here with me. She would love to pray with you. Both of us, separate, whatever. There are other people in this room that would love to pray with you. Maybe you have a prayer partner. The chain links are up here. This is your time. Let me just encourage you. If you felt moved by the Spirit to do anything in this place, do it now. Do it now. You won't regret it. In Jesus' name.
no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden. Lay down your sin. All who are broken, lift up your face. So I wait.
Didn't I tell you? Not like any other Sunday. And again, it's not because we planned it. It's not because we worked out all the details and it all just fell together and what a coincidence. Folks, it's because we're understanding that if we want true and lasting change in our life, we've got to come straight to the Father.
Amen.
He's the only one that can bring it. He's the only one that can do it. We work in cooperation with God. He does the things that you can't do. But He tells you, do what you can do. If He breaks that link, we can close it up so we don't get reattached. That's our struggle, folks. That's our struggle. We say, God, I can't do it anymore. Take it, take it. We cry out in desperation, and He does. And then we go, whew, now that I'm back on my feet, I think I can take a little bit. We'll get back over here a little bit into it. We're relinking. We're getting hooked back up. Folks, we got to do our work, trusting that only Jesus will do what only Jesus can do. Amen? Thank you for being here today. I hope it's good weather for you to make it all the way home and you'll get home safely. We'll be back here tonight at 6 o'clock. If you have your study book for this Experiencing God study, it starts tomorrow morning. Go through your 5 days of devotion. Wednesday night we will begin talking about that, and it's going to be 13 weeks. If you don't have a book, it's not too late, okay? We can make arrangements to help you get one. There's Lifeway stores has them. They're available. It's important. And if you will dive in and give yourself to the study won't change your life, but the experience of God will change your life. How do I know that? Because it's happened to me twice. And I would love to tell you my story. Most of you know it. But I will tell you how twice doing that study has changed my life. I'm here because it changed my life. It'll change your life. For the better, I might add. Because I can tell you today, I've done a lot of things where I made a whole lot of money. And I wouldn't go back to any of it if I had to trade this. Being with God's people is where I was born to be. And I love it. I love you guys. God's doing a work in this place today. Don't let it stop. Don't let it stop. If God's begun a work in you, just keep lifting it up. Keep lifting it up. He will do it. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your strength, Father. When we are weak, you are strong. And Father, sometimes for you to do your work, we have to get weak. It's at our weakest spot, for Lord, when you do your greatest work. Thank you for your faithfulness to us. Lord, may you find us faithful to you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.